It's July 11th, 2005. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed.
But genuine musical inventiveness is something else again.
It's like a radio show, but we in the biz call it a podcast. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That right there was California's lo-fi indie band, The Mountain Goats. They're a very prolific band who have put out lots and lots of albums that contain lots and lots of songs. That song was called This Year. It was from their most recent album called The Sunset Tree, and you can check it out in its entirety and listen to all the different cuts. I like this album better than a lot of their previous ones because this one's a lot more hi-fi and a lot less lo-fi than the earlier releases. This one's, this is a pretty good release. I'm gonna stake my reputation on saying check out The Sunset Tree by The Mountain Goats. That guy's voice, he sounds scarily like the Dismemberment Plan guy a lot of the time. But not all the time, just, some of the time, occasionally. sometime. All right, up next, we're going from California to Canada. That's what they like me to call it up there in Canada. It's a beautiful state. Wait a minute. No, I'm offending people. Canada, that's right. Up there in Canada, this is their lo-fi band, kind of their answer to the Mountain Goats. This is The Unicorns, and this is their song, I Was Born a Unicorn, from their album which came out a couple years ago called Who Will Cut Your Hair When I'm Gone. Check out The Unicorns right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Coverage of the breaking news events, several Fox News hosts or reporters made comments that are raising some eyebrows. The network's Washington managing editor, Britt Hume, told host Shepard Smith that when he heard about the London bombings, he saw it as an investment opportunity.
I mean, my first thought when I heard, just on a personal basis, when I heard that there had been this attack and I saw the futures this morning, which were really in the tank, I thought, time to buy. Others may have thought that as well.
Fox News Washington managing editor Britt Hume.
When you
right there was the Vaseline's and their song Son of a Gun. I pulled it off their 1994 compilation called The Way of the Vaseline's, A Complete History. But you can check out other compilations as well. They were from Scotland, and they were one of Kurt Cobain's favorite bands, I believe. So if you were into Nirvana, there's a chance you had heard Vaseline songs and never even heard of the Vaseline's. I don't know how likelihood the possibility. I'm just saying it's there. And finally, on this episode of The Sounds in My Head, The Real Tuesday Weld is the band. He is a crazily diverse kind of band right here, this Real Tuesday Weld guy. And you're not going to believe, if you listen to the album straight through, it's like, what band is this? It's all these different bands or something making all this music. Check out this song. It's called Bath Time in Clerkenwell. And compare it to what I'm about to play, called The Ugly and the Beautiful, from his 2004 album called I, Lucifer. Check it out, The Real Tuesday Weld. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head. For this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Mosh Mumpkin Abadana by They Might Be Giants. I also talked over The House of the Clerkenwell Kid by The Real Tuesday Weld. New this week, the links in the album art link properly to the iTunes music store. I just figured that out. Sorry, it took me so long. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.